current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, News Right Now, Without Concern. The Zionist entity has brutally dealt attack after attack with low, inhumane tactics in their signature disregard for human life, this time to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Lebanon. Around 90,000 people have been displaced since Monday, adding to the 110,000 who had fled their homes already, according to the UN. According to Qatari spokesman Majid al-Ansari, the country had received, quote, horrific reports from Lebanon about targeting whole families in a way that is similar to the atrocities in Gaza, end quote. Last week, the U.S. and the Zionist entity directly contradicted one another in statements made during the UN General Assembly regarding the crimes committed by quote-unquote Israel in Lebanon, with the murderous Netanyahu stating, quote-unquote Israel would, quote, not stop, end quote, in Lebanon until it reached all its goals, quote, chief among them the return of the residents of the north securely to their homes, end quote, according to BBC. The U.S. just a few hours later spoke of a ceasefire proposal being discussed with quote-unquote Israel. Just within this week, quote-unquote Israel began a ground invasion into Lebanon, continuing their heinous massacres despite the U.S. previously mentioning those ceasefire efforts. Shortly after the Zionists began their ground invasion, the U.S. Secretary of Defense announced its support and agreement with this murderous entity's actions in Lebanon as a form of self-defense against Hezbollah. These murderers and criminals and their supporters never fail to stay consistent in their hypocrisy and genocide against the Muslims. We saw the same actions with Gaza, where the U.S. continued to warn the Zionist entity to slow down its crimes, and they took no heed. It is now doing the exact same thing in Lebanon, all for a few political conveniences in the crumbling Jewish entity's government. Before the crimes in Lebanon escalated, Netanyahu was set to fire Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and replace him with Gideon Sar, a potential decision which was heavily criticized due to Sar's lack of experience. However, when the fighting between Hezbollah and quote-unquote Israel heightened, Gallant's dismissal was put on hold. In addition to all of this, according to BBC, quote, there is a widespread assumption among the national security class in quote-unquote Israel that Netanyahu is prolonging the war in Gaza because he knows that as soon as it is over, he will face enormous pressure to call an election, end quote. Upon analyzing all of what was just mentioned, one is reminded of Ayah 14 in Surah Al-Hashr.
لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون.
Even united, they would not dare fight against you except from within fortified strongholds or from behind walls. Their malice for each other is intense. You think they are united, yet their hearts are divided. That is because they are a people with no real understanding. Truly, the Zionist entity is desperately reaching for a victory in Lebanon, which they could not obtain in Gaza. They are making excuses of stamping out the resistant forces of Hezbollah to carry out another genocide on our Muslim brothers and sisters. And despite Hezbollah doing its best with its circumstances and having fought alongside Iran all this time since October 7th, Iran has once again given an insufficient response to support the Muslims. When Hezbollah requested support from its ally to launch an attack against quote-unquote Israel to support its military efforts against the murderous entity, they made up the pathetic excuse that their president was in New York and that their hands were tied in terms of having the ability to retaliate. According to ThoughtSmash, quote, the group witnessed many of its top military commanders killed and its communication systems were compromised. Quote-unquote Israeli officials reported that quote-unquote Israel destroyed a large portion of Hezbollah's rocket and missile arsenal over the past few days. The Lebanese press noted that an quote-unquote Israeli airstrike in Beirut killed 5 people, including key Hezbollah figures, The conflict also had a devastating impact on Lebanon, with hundreds of civilians killed and thousands injured, end quote. And all Iran had to offer was empty excuses about the timing not being right. The hypocrisy of Iran in this situation and so many others throughout the Zionist entity's genocide upon the Muslims of Palestine has reinforced that it truly isn't any different than all the colonial regimes that currently shackle and surrender the Ummah. They've always had the military might and resources since the beginning to crush the Zionist entity, but they never fully exercised their power, only leveraging it to manipulate the other resistance forces around them and gain public opinion of the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the return of the true shield, protection, and power of the Muslims, the Khilafah Rashida, established upon the method of the prophethood, to bring justice and victory to our brothers and sisters in Lebanon, Palestine, and all over the world. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.